Question 11. A few days ago, I mentioned Paul's writing in Ephesians when he calls us to put on a new self, to have a new spirit and mind in Christ. Gosh, so beautiful. And what an amazing affirmation. There's so much written in Scripture that can affirm us in striving to think in new and healthier ways. I want to encourage you to spend time this week finding Scripture that you can turn to help you clean up your thoughts, as this is always the first step in the health coaching to client relationship. So for now, let it be the Scripture to disciple relationship to help clean up your thoughts and affirm what is true, what is good, and what is beautiful within you. And then may that come to be reflected outwardly as well. I've included some passages in writing at the bottom of this week's walking guide. So dive in. And I'm going to give you one here now to pray on. And then, of course, leave you with Christ's question for the day. From Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these. Now I leave you with Christ's question from Mark chapter 12, verse 24. Jesus replied, "Are you not in error because you do not know the Scriptures or the power of God?" Again, Mark chapter 12, verse 24. Jesus replied, "Are you not in error because you do not know the Scriptures or the power of God?"